Window World is proud to present Kevin Keatsman Has Issues. Simply the best for less at WindowsKansasCity.com.
This football season, a well-known and respected website called Covers.com asked 33 national handicappers to compete against each other every week. When the dust settled right after the Super Bowl, only one handicapper could be crowned champion. It was Lee Sterling of ParamountSports.com, and yes, picking against the Chiefs in the Super Bowl helped him big time. But he's paid to get the games right, not to pick your favorite team. Lee also gave out free plays to our patrons here at Kevin Keatsman Has Issues every Thursday and finished 7 games over .500 at 13-6. Winner! He's got this first round top play at the patron site up right now. If you'd like to join as a patron for just $5, you can go hear that selection right now if you sign up. It's all part of the patrons package. Plus, you can find out where our patrons watch party is Saturday from noon to 3 and come watch some hoops from us, with us, and maybe win a free prize. Lee's here on this episode to share his thoughts on how to pick a bracket. He gives out 3 more free plays for you and gives you a chance to win a service for the next 3 weeks absolutely free. It's brought to you by BeStock.net, Kansas City's electronics leader. This is the only place to buy anything electronics, from computers to televisions. You name it, they've got it. Dell, HP, Lenovo, even Apple products, Samsung TVs, LG, and Vizio. Typically about 30% off what you would pay at Best Buy or Nebraska Furniture Mart. No gimmicks, no haggling. It's all totally real. If you want to visit the showroom at the outlet store, 14680 South Flaming Road in Olathe is the location. Or if you want to learn more information or order online, no matter where you live, they'll ship it right to you and you get the savings. Online at bstock.net. That's B as in boy, bstock.net. Buck Roofing and my friend Ron Buck at Buck Roofing. Available 24/7 for emergencies, or spring is a perfect time to see what may have happened this winter with all the cold weather, the ice, the cracking, the peeling, the freezing. Free roof inspections this spring from Buck Roofing if you mention Kevin Keatsman Has Issues. Just give him a call at 384-2680. This is for commercial buildings, your home, anything. They'll check it out for you. Maybe you're like me and you have some parents that are a little bit older and they might not be thinking about this and you want to get their roof looked at to make sure that they're in good shape. Just call Ron Buck at 384-2680. They'll set up an appointment to check that roof absolutely free if you mention Kevin Keatsman Has Issues. Online at rbuckroofing.com. And Joslyn's Jewelry, 95th and Antioch, online at joslynsjewelry.com. Joslyn's is the jewelry you'll recommend to your friends and family. Don't forget their trade-up program. We've done this many times, and I was reminded of this by my friend Tony, who sent me a text this week and said they did it. His fiance and my wife have done the same thing. They received from their fathers who had passed away some diamonds. In my wife's case, it was her mom's wedding ring from her dad who died when she was very young. And she took the diamond, and we bought another little pendant thing to go around it and turn it into a necklace. They do wonderful things like that. Jessica also just traded up her diamond stud earrings to a bigger size. And they give her full credit for what she spent on it years ago when she bought it. They keep records of that. You don't need your receipt. You're good. It's unbelievable how trustworthy Joslyn's is. And Tony and Ruth Ann just did the same thing. 95th and Antioch in Overland Park or online at joslynsjewelry.com. All right, the March Madness is here. We got 3 free picks coming up from Lee Sterling. Also some bracket tips and more fun with our man from ParamountSports.com. Hit it!
The KKHI Conversation is brought to you by Fry Orthodontics, where your smile is just the start. Online at fryorthodontics.com.
Hey, we welcome back to the podcast, Lee Sterling of ParamountSports.com. You can always reach Lee at 800-400-9741. What an amazing football season Lee had. He finished so strong that of 33 national handicappers at Covers.com, Lee Sterling finished number one anywhere in America for covers during football season. He had an amazing bowl season and playoff season, of course. That included taking Tampa in the Super Bowl over the Chiefs, but we'll just go right past that one. He is now moving on to college basketball and March Madness and here to talk about all that. Congratulations on an unbelievably successful year, Lee.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, it was a lot of fun. It wasn't easy. We had to, navigate all the cancellations of games in college football, and even the NFL had a couple games that were delayed, but we were able to make it through the minefield, number one in the country. There's sitecovers.com where I sell my picks also this year for the first time, and they have 33 handicaps. There's some good ones. There's some guys that are really sharp guys that went to Harvard, Michigan that, I mean, analytically are just off the charts, but combined ended up number one. Average person was playing between $100 and $1,000. They track it. We won them over $19,000 this past year. So it was a real successful year, and we're doing it all now. We're doing hockey. Added my daughter's boyfriend had been sitting in class. One of his friends was not paying attention, but somehow getting straight A's and figuring out different situations in hockey and baseball, and he noticed it and betting it, and so tracked all his games the last 3 years and added hockey. He's number one out of 19 handicappers. His best sport, believe it or not, is baseball. We're doing well in basketball and even MMA, which we added now 33 out of 46 winning cards since they came back in May. So been a great year. For the first time ever, we are a one-stop shop. So even when I take a vacation this summer, I'm going to be working. So you don't mind, though, when you're winning.
Absolutely. Website is ParamountSports.com. You can always call Lee at 800-400-9741. He's offering an unbelievable package for March Madness if you want to play these games. Before we talk about the brackets and get some ideas of what you're looking for in the tournament, Lee, I know you're going to give away three of these packages absolutely free if some of the podcast listeners want to try to win those. How do they do it? They go find you on Twitter and they've got a chance to win?
Yeah, so this is what I'm going to do. The package, if you want to come on board, is $197. You'll get every college basketball March Madness release. You'll get my NBA releases during that time. And hockey, like I said, we're 167-1 in hockey since that started back up through, like I said, Monday, the final, April 5th. It's almost 3 weeks, $197. If you want to enter to win three different packages we're going to give away for free, the winner, the three winners will be, I'm going to have my daughter pick them out. We're going to put them in a hat, all the different names. And how do you do that? You go to Twitter and you follow me first at Paramount Sports. You tag me in a tweet and you have to tweet out with a follow by following me where you're located and a picture of where you either listen to the segment or, you know, somewhere around where you live or your favorite player or picture of your city or favorite hot rod car or nice, favorite bird that's sitting out your window when you're listening to the podcast. So had a gentleman yesterday. He's a welder. He listens as he's welding. So thought that was unique. So we'll draw three winners on Friday morning. So like I said, just go to Twitter, follow me at Paramount Sports, tag me, and put a picture and say the city and state you're from, where you're listening. And there's a lot of people who listen to your podcast who are not from Kansas City, so they moved to other areas. So want to hear where you're from. Got someone, I think just a couple weeks ago, who was from Canada, moved to Canada, and still listens to your podcast. So that I found really interesting.
Love them. Yeah, we got listeners in all 50 states now. We love that. And we're really pleased to have the audience growing. And Lee Sterling's been a big part of that. He had an amazing year during football season. People who subscribed made money this year. That's always cool. And tell me briefly about the package for 197, what you're going to be doing here for March Madness.
So like I said, it's all my March Madness releases. It's all the NBA. And it's all hockey. Everything for almost 3 weeks, $197. Wow. Just go to ParamountSports.com. And it's the phone service where we rate the games from 10 to 50 units.
That's a beautiful thing. Okay, let's start with the most basic of things. I'm sure we have a lot of listeners that maybe don't play games individually or don't want to do that, but everybody's in a bracket contest. What's the most important thing in a bracket contest, Lee? How do you approach these things?
Okay, so the first and most important thing is know the rules. So I had a friend one time. He ends up filling it out and get him involved, and rules were clear right on the sheet, and he hits all four, final four. And he says to me, oh, I'm going to make some big money. And then it turned out the person who runs it figured he didn't even have a chance to make anything because he picked like 17, 18, or 19 upsets. So you lose points, not just that round, the next round if you don't hit on the upset. So let's say it starts off 10, it goes 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60. Well, can't take too many chances, maybe four, five, six chances on predicting, you know, an upset in the first round, because if you have them going 2-3 rounds and they don't hit, you lose a lot of points. Now, if it goes from 2 up to 4 and then 10, 15, 25, and 50, well, if you only lose 2 points, you can take, you know, more of a shot in the first round. But generally, you don't want to predict 15 or 20 upsets right in the first round, so, because those, a lot of those, even if you hit on the first one, they're going to lose in the next round. So,
so my philosophy's always been this, and I never win these things. My wife Jessica twice won the office pool, but neither year she picked Kansas. So we both had the same philosophy. What we do is, like, if you know over half the entries in whatever pool you're going to be in are going to have the same champion, like, I got to think more than half the people are going to pick Gonzaga to win this thing this year.
Right.
I always go a different direction. Do you advise that? Because then you're talking about a tiebreaker if it's Gonzaga, and I don't feel like I have a chance to win that. I'm always trying to find a team, maybe a one seed nobody's talking about, or a 2 or a 3 or a 4 that I think can win it and try to get lucky that way. Is that advisable or unadvisable?
It is. Yeah, that brings up two other points, and that's one of them, that you got to know your audience. So, for instance, a lot of people are going to pick Kansas because where do you think you live?
Right.
Few people might pick Missouri to maybe pull the upset in the first round. So, you know, if there are going to be quite a few people that have, you know, Kansas going, you know, maybe, you know, to the final game in the South region. So you want to have a better chance to win. You probably want to pick against them. And like I said, also probably pick against Gonzaga. I always tell people do at least 2 brackets, because if you lose one, you don't want to have to, let's say you have Gonzaga and they get knocked off in the second or third round. You don't want to be thinking, oh, I'm done. You want to have some interest, so you pick some different teams. That's what I also suggest. And then another thing I do, I try to stay away from teams that have an injury to a starter averaging 10 points or more. I can't name the last team that's going to a Final Four or one under that type of situation. I just think it's too much to overcome. It's not like in the NBA where you have LeBron and AD who they can cover for a role player who's not playing.
Right. Okay, so what I'm looking for is a team that I don't think a lot of people are going to pick and put in their bracket to win the thing. And I don't have any data to back this up. This is just me using my head, thinking about through the years. I always feel like the Big Ten does better in this tournament than most people always think. And the teams people are locked in on right now in the Big Ten are Michigan and Ohio State, probably because those are football names as well. Here's two I'm considering putting down as winning this entire thing that I don't think anybody else is going to write down. The first is Illinois. They're a one seed, but I don't know anybody that's going to write them down to win the thing. And then the other one is Iowa, and they're in with Gonzaga, but they're really, really good and have a great, great player. If I put them down, if I filled out 2 brackets and put them down as my 2 winners, have I lost my mind?
No. So I think that there's a couple teams that have a chance of beating Gonzaga. Beat Gonzaga, you got to outscore them. You're probably going to have to score 90 points. Well, maybe the only team in the West region is Iowa. So you want to take a chance at winning. I don't think Iowa can win the whole thing. I think it would be, you know, a stretch, but could they knock off Gonzaga? Absolutely. Another team is Alabama. They shoot threes super really well. And maybe the third team is Baylor. I mean, Baylor was on a collision course with Gonzaga until COVID hit. So Baylor can shoot the threes, and they can also defend. The only thing is, one drawback here is just a lot of tight games, and they just don't have that on their resume. So that's something I look at. Going by the bracket, so why don't we start first with the West region, Gonzaga. Sure. I think it's Gonzaga and Iowa. I mean, a lot of times you see this when you have a team that's clearly the number one team. They come in undefeated. They can't put many real good teams in that region. So Kansas and Virginia, I kind of, even Creighton discount as 3s, 4s, and 5s. You know, maybe South USC can do something. Maybe Missouri can win a game. They can beat Oklahoma. But a couple teams I'm looking at here is Drake as a number 11 seed. They were undefeated at one point and then lost a couple games. They look like they got their mojo back. And then also maybe Ohio. Ohio averages more than 80 points per game. If they get hot, I think they've got a chance against Virginia. So That's the way I see the West. The East, Michigan's that they're one of those teams without a key starter. That hurts them. I love Alabama. Think that they are really good. Maybe they're a basketball school and also a football school now. But Florida State, their year was last year. They were loaded last year. Not playing really hurt them. I think they probably would have been a Final Four team. Texas is, you know, when you got your top three scorers or guards, you play the three-guard offense, they've got to have two guys hot at one time. I think it's going to be tough for them. Some teams I'm looking at maybe to pull some upsets there. Maryland as a 10 seed, Michigan State as an 11 seed, even Georgetown as a 12 seed. Those 12 fives are always really good. Georgetown's playing some really good ball behind head coach Patrick Ewing to win their conference tournament. But I think it's Alabama. So I do like Gonzaga to get to the Final Four. I like Alabama in the East. In the South, I think Baylor's going to get the job done. I think Ohio State's really good in close games, but I think Baylor – seems like they're getting it back to where they were, at least close to where they were when they had that 18 consecutive wins. Purdue is maybe a team I look at also. Those two guys inside, Jaden Ivey and Trevion Williams, are dominant in the paint. Texas Tech just doesn't they don't score enough. I think to win or go real far. And then North Carolina and Wisconsin should be fun to watch as a first round game. Two blue bloods knocking out anyone else below that. Maybe only Utah State as a team, I think, has a chance maybe to pull an upset to beat a Texas Tech in the first round. So I like Baylor there. And then in the Midwest, I like Houston. I like the Cougars here. Maybe Illinois peaked a little too soon. I don't trust Huggins as a three seed. Oklahoma State. I mean, how does Oklahoma State, Kevin, get up for Liberty after facing Oklahoma, Texas, right, Kansas? I mean, that schedule isn't that asking a lot of Oklahoma State?
Yeah, it is. They, you know, they got a great freshman that's going to go really high in the draft, and they lean on him a lot. You know, teams that took him out of a game or negated what he does really had success against Oklahoma State. But if you allowed him to go off, it's just what you were saying about, you know, players who score in double digits or whatever. When people were able to beat Oklahoma State this year, they took Cade Cunningham out of the game or reduced him to a very small role or a bad night. And you get in the tournament, these coaches are good and these players are good. And I think they know that. I think they look at teams and say, you know, USC's got Mobley, this great player. Well, there's got to be a way to stop him. If Kansas, everybody's saying USC's going to beat Kansas. Well, I won't argue that. They might. But I know that Kansas has a great defender, maybe one of the best in the country. Mm-hmm. And if they put him on him and they hold him to like 13 points, they're going to beat USC. So right. I love that part of the tournament, and I kind of like the fact that it can be about one player, and if you can negate what one player does, you have a chance to knock anybody off. I love that about this tournament.
I do too. So I'm going to go with Houston there. Yeah. Here's something. I can't remember last time I've seen this. Houston crashes the offensive board so hard, average 14.5 offensive rebounds a game. So that kind of effort could get them to the Final Four. But that's my Final Four, and I have Baylor winning it all. So
wow.
I'm not gonna go with chalk there. Well, go with semi chalk there or one seed.
This is fun because
and in three first round games I like. I want to give your listeners three games I'm looking at in the first round. I like Purdue on Friday, laying 7.5 against North Texas. North Texas is beating no one. They played some good teams, but they lost by 12 to West Virginia, 15 to Arkansas, 10 to Loyola, Chicago. Did not beat a quad one or quad two team. So I think Purdue, as long as they play, they bring their B-minus game. They'll win that game by more than the 7.5 on Friday. Also on Friday, like Liberty over Oklahoma State, I touched on that. Only 9.7 turnovers a game does Liberty. So they're not going to beat themselves. And how about this? They're 16th in field goal percentage at 49.1%, and they're 6th in three-point field goal percentage, 39.1. Unless they have a really poor shooting game, I think they're going to cover the 7.5. And what is this line all about? They have UConn at 15-7. I know 15-7, and Maryland's 16-13, but the Big Ten was – so good this year, just like the Big 12. I like Maryland plus 3. They've beaten Purdue, Michigan State twice, and Illinois. UConn, only decent win was USC, and that was all the way back in December.
That's awesome. Okay. Now we know the history of our years together, Lee. Whenever I decide to go against you on something, I lose. Okay. That's the rule. We know this is how this works. I'm going to challenge you on Baylor here. Okay.
Okay.
Not just winning the national title, because that's, you know, whatever. Yep. I think Baylor's biggest problem is I can't write them down to win their second game. When they go to play North Carolina or Wisconsin, look, Baylor was playing so great 8 weeks ago. I agree with you. Yeah. I'm on board with you. The COVID thing hurt. I thought they were all the way back and everything was good. Then they come to Kansas City, and it took the K-State game to the last minute and then lost the next day. And I'm like, wait a second. There's something not right here about Baylor. They're always the team in this league that disappoints us. And I'm telling you, North Carolina, Wisconsin, I don't know what that line's going to be, but I'm taking the points in that game, whoever plays Baylor in game two. And I think Baylor's real problem
is... It scares me, Kevin. That's the game. That's the game that scares me.
But I can't write them down to beat anybody.
But there will be one of the teams that advances to March Madness in the Final Four. You'll say, where did that come from?
No, I know. I didn't see it. I know. And I just know what we know of Baylor here. And I think the hard part for them to get there to the national title game is... They're capable. See, I don't think Gonzaga is capable of losing every game. I think Missouri or Oklahoma could go play their best game and still lose by 10 to Gonzaga. Okay?
Right.
But
right.
Baylor isn't like that. They play so many teams close or have since COVID, which is what was odd earlier this year because they were blowing people out, which we'd never really seen before. And I was totally on board with you. Now, if they come back like they were before, you're right. They're national championship caliber. There is no doubt. But I think I'd have to hope or wish or think that they're about to come back where they were 6 weeks ago.
Yeah, I agree.
That's
good point.
Yeah,
good point. I take shots. I very rarely pick chalk.
I would tell everyone listening to take Baylor, okay? Because every time I do this, I'm dead
I could
wrong.
Be wrong.
Oh, buddy, come on! I sat here and told you. How
I'm being honest. So what I have is, I have Iowa winning one of my brackets. I have Alabama and I have Baylor. So
all right. And I had the Chiefs winning the Super Bowl. See, so this is how it works. This is how it works. All right, Lee Sterling can be reached at 800-400-9741, online at paramountsports.com. 197 for all things basketball the next 3 weeks and hockey. And you're going to give three of those away if people want to reach you on Twitter.
Yep, all they need to do is follow me, tag me, put a picture in there where you're from or... You know, something I might find interesting, and tell me where you're from, city and state, or if you're in another country, give me the city and the country. So just my way of saying thank you. Three winners will be drawn out Friday morning, so check it out by 9 o'clock in the morning, your time, Friday morning.
And you're not disqualified if you buy the package. If you buy the package and you win,
no.
You'll just get refunded.
This is what I'm doing. If you do buy a package and you end up winning, you can get the entire season for either baseball, basketball, hockey, or UFC.
Whatever you want. All right. So you're going to win no matter what, even if you sign up and subscribe. Don't wait until Friday to see if you've won. Go buy the package is the point.
Right.
Okay. Awesome, Lee. Good luck, man. Thank you so much as always.
Okay. Thanks, Kevin.
There he is. Lee Sterling, ParamountSports.com. He's the best, and he had a great year. Congratulations to him for winning the competition of 33 national handicappers at covers.com. You can go check that out at that website. And he had a killer year for our patrons with the free picks every Thursday. And if you join as a patron right now at KKHI, you can get his best pick in the first round absolutely free. It is up over on the patron site. If you want to get that one from Lee Sterling, ParamountSports.com.
Thanks for listening to Kevin Keatsman Has Issues. For additional VIP-only podcasts, live streaming of breaking news, sports wagering tips from the experts, and in-person special events, visit kkhasissues.com and become a patron for as little as $5 per month.
This has been a production of Crooked Tail Media Incorporated.